Welcome to the Business Breakfast with CMC Markets on Jazz FM. Start your day with the latest business and city news and enlightening guests with Gren Manuel.
So, Sir Richard Branson, he may be worth $5 billion plus, but he's also 66, which means he should be eligible for the £159.55 a week state pension. So the OECD yesterday was suggesting that Britain should save money by not paying the state pension to the rich and to help boost the pensions for the poor, which it said were pretty low. And they were suggesting maybe that the richest 5 to 10% would not get the state pension. I'm joined now by Sir Steve Webb, who is the former pensions minister and now head of policy at pension insurance firm Royal London, who is one of the UK's most respected commentators on pension. Good morning, Sir Steve.
Good morning.
So what do you think, about the idea? The government finances are pretty tight at the moment. Why should the richest be eligible to the state pension,
I think there are two reasons, really. One is it's a contributory pension, which means they've been paying their national insurance all their life, and if they're a high earner, they probably put more in than most people. So it's a bit like, when you insure yourself, you put something in, and then when you have a need, you get something out. So that's why they should get something out. And the second reason is they pay tax on that pension. So a Richard Branson, I imagine, pays tax at 45%. I don't know, but it's a fair guess. So the government's already getting nearly half of it back in tax. So if you have a contributory system and then you tax what you get out anyway, that seems like a pretty fair and redistributive system.
But, there's no doubt about it that with the demographics in the UK, that the pension system is in approaching a crisis point. Is there any easier methods to try and solve the problem of the ageing population and the need to keep them, in their old age?
I think there are two things that we can do. One is inevitably we are all going to have to work for longer. So, the male state pension age is 65 today. It was 65 100 years ago. That clearly can't stay. So male pension ages, first of all, have to be equalised with women and then increased. So that will help to balance things up a bit. And also we need more people with pensions of their own. So the state is only ever going to get you to the starting line, get you to the base. And automatic enrolment into workplace pensions has got millions of people started. We now need to get those people saving a lot more than they are at the moment.
So the automatic enrolment seems to have been quite a success. One of the things that seems to have made it work is that it had broad support from all the different parties. But one of the things I've noticed, particularly during this general election campaign, we're only a week and a half in, and there's been a lot of political talk about pensions, and there's a difference of opinion between the two parties. Is there a better way of making pensions policy?
In a way, automatic enrolment is an example of how it can be done at its best, because it came from a non-party commission. It was headed up by Adair Turner, who used to be at the CBI. They had someone from the TUC on it. They had an academic on it. They came up with a plan. They managed to get government buy-in. And that was, 2002 all of this started, and it took about 15 to 20 years. So that shows how it can be done. But then having a commission sometimes achieves nothing. The long-term care is an issue that keeps not being solved. There was a Royal Commission on that 20 years ago, the Dilnot Commission, the Wanless Review. So just having, good people, clever people coming together in a room, coming with bright ideas, doesn't guarantee you get a lasting solution.
It seems a problem that is very difficult to crack. Thank you very much, former Pensions Minister Steve Webb, who's now Royal London's Head of Policy.
The Business Breakfast on Jazz FM with CMC Markets, a leader in online financial trading.